Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Honestly, honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. You must think I've got to be joking when I say I don't think I can wait. I just need it now. Let it swing my way. I just need some dick. I just need some love. Tired of fucking with these lying niggas, baby. I just need a thug.
What's up, y'all? We're back. Good Moms, Bad Choices. Your girl Erica
and your girl Mila,
and sorry that we didn't post yesterday, but I had computer issues. The computer finally broke the fuck down, so had to get that fixed, and we're back in action. It was $600 later.
How much is an actual
plus tax?
I told Erica when she told me that, I'm like, we're in the wrong field. We should have been preparing laptops. Because it took me all day to make $600.
He fixed my laptop in like an hour and a half.
That's what I'm saying. It takes me 5 hours to make $500, and took that guy maybe more, actually.
I don't know.
Anyway,
how was your weekend? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good. Oh my God. Did I tell you? I did tell you. So we recorded last week, went to Friendsgiving, and I flew out at 7 in the morning to go to Philly / Jersey, whatever. My grandma lives in Philly. And literally, I went home kind of tipsy. I fell asleep with all the lights on. I had not packed one stitch of clothing. And I woke up, and it was so late. I was like, I like threw a bunch of shit in the bag. And Cousin Chris was like, you're not going to make your flight. You're not going to make it.
We told you.
I was like, I must make it. I forgot it was 6 in the morning. Like, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. Ubers are not around. It was like 18 minutes to get there. I was like in tears. I was like, please God, please God, please God. I got to the gate. First of all, the cheapest flight was Spirit, which I absolutely hate. Spirit
is the worst airline ever made to man.
It's the universe. It's Soul Plane. Every time I take it, I'm like, I'm never flying this shit again.
The seats are so thin.
Oh my God. It's literally like, you know what they are? Like foldable chairs in an airplane. They put like a cushion around a fold out. I don't even know how it's legal. I got to the thing. I went straight to customer service. Like, my flight is at. She's like, you're 15 minutes late. I was like, so what do I do? She's like, you can leave tomorrow. I was like, please, please just try, please. It's the most humble I've ever been with an airline, anybody, because I'm usually a bitch because they're bitches. I'm like, please, just let me take my chance, please. Both these can go on the plane, just let me try. So she walkie-talkie down to somebody, like, we have one late passenger, can you take her? And the guy was like, send her up. She's like, what? I was like, he said send me up.
She was like hoping he would say no.
She literally was. I like gave him my ID and my credit card so quick. Bitch, I never ran so fucking fast. First of all, LAX has a dog in the security line. He's like, walk through. You have to like walk through the dog. Anyway, I fucking made it by the skin of my fucking teeth. And there was like only one black. I always meet cool people in spirit though. All the black people are in spirit. And it wasn't a full flight. That was good. But then I got on the plane. I was like so happy. I thought like now I'm definitely a Christian. Jesus loves me. But then I was like, oh my God, I left my fucking jacket. Bitch, it is 27 degrees in Philadelphia. When I landed, I forgot my jacket. So I texted my grandma, like, I'm here, but I forgot my jacket. I put, like, three pairs of pants on the plane. My grandma bought me, like, this fur. But it was cool. Young Bae met me in Philly. We went to my friend's house. We got drunk and sang old school. So it was fun. I had a good time. How about you?
It was cool. I went to my mom's. Oh, I woke up on Thanksgiving Day with Happy Bae, and then was like, woke up at the crack of dawn because my grandmother always likes to cook things. Like, I always want to participate in the cooking of our meals.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandmother's getting older, and like, her recipes are going to go with her. And so I'm always trying to like learn as much as I can when she cooks, but she always starts cooking without me. It doesn't matter if she tells me to be there at 9, she'll start cooking at 8:30. It's like she's trying to sabotage me on purpose. It's like she doesn't want me to know. So I woke up early as fuck and I was like, I gotta go. And so I left. I got there at like, it was 10 minutes late. She had already like started things. She's like, well, you're gonna make everything run so late. And I was like, I'm 10 minutes late. But anyway, I cooked with my grandma for like 3 hours, which was really special, and like I really tried to soak up the moment because she is getting older, and like I don't know how much longer I'm going to have her.
Isn't that scary? I know, even with my grandma, my grandma's mad cool, but I'm like, oh my God, like you're getting old.
And she was exhausted. Like, she didn't do anything. She just bossed me around and told me what to do.
and she was
so tired by the end of it, and that's how I know. Like, she's definitely getting up there, and like she's not going to be able to... I mean, she didn't even cook our whole meal, you know? Like, we cooked three dishes. That was it.
What'd you guys cook?
We cooked cream of corn. We cooked this cream spinach that she has with these, like, onions, these crispy onions, onion rings. The stuffing, because she has a special stuffing recipe that is bomb.
I love stuffing.
And what else did we cook? That was it. It was those three things. So we did that, and then
the lady cooked everything else?
Was she
there?
Mm-hmm.
Or she pre-cooked? Okay.
No, she was there. My mom hired a chef to cook our Thanksgiving, which she's been doing for the last 3 years.
The same chef, right?
Mm-hmm. The first year was another guy, and now the past 2 years has been this woman who cooks for her all the time, and I know this sounds so bougie when I'm talking about this.
And my chef for Thanksgiving. I mean... These are life goals.
No, my mom has worked really hard to fucking have a chef, okay? So, you know, the food was really good, I have to say. It was really, really good. But I'm just used to my family recipes that I grew up on.
Can your mom cook? That's why she's like, fuck that, being a chef.
She doesn't, it's not that she can't cook, she just doesn't enjoy it. She's like me, I don't really enjoy cooking. I'll do it, but I don't really enjoy it. But the turkey was good, bomb. We had three different types of turkeys.
What? She made three turkeys?
We had smoked turkey. Two different types. We had a smoked turkey, and then we had a just regular standard turkey. And then we had mac and cheese. No, we didn't have mac and cheese.
What am I talking about?
We didn't have mac and cheese. That's how you knew.
You're lying. That's Caucasian. What the fuck? I mean, even Caucasians have mac and cheese. It might not be baked.
You know, it's probably better because I had a lot of mac and cheese the night before
at our
Friendsgiving.
Our Friendsgiving ended up being really good.
It was good.
We made the bulk of the Thanksgiving food, though.
I mean, we didn't. Someone brought a whole turkey, so I mean,
that
was real deal.
Yeah, that was Ashley's friend. I think she bought it.
Yeah, probably.
She tried to lie like she did it, and I was like, bitch. I know about turkey.
Our Thanksgiving was fun.
It was fun.
We had played some pool. We were doing some twerking.
We got
twerking with the turkey. Yeah.
We got stoned. I was so high. Like, so high. That's why I fucking went home and went to sleep. I had, like, four plates.
But overall, it was cool. Definitely, you know, this Thanksgiving, I definitely did exactly what I said I was going to do. I took multiple moments of silence and, like, really reflected. Yeah. I even went outside and smoked a joint because my stomach fucking hurt from eating all this fucking food. And, yes, I did eat meat, flexitarian style over here. And my stomach was hurting so bad, and I was like, I need to go outside. I rolled a joint before I went over to my mom's, and I went out there and was just chilling, smoking. And then my cousin came outside, my great cousin. She's like, she's so cool. She's like, probably like, and she's like in her late 50s. She like used to manage a bunch of artists back in the day. She's like hippie Jewish white cousin, like the outcast of like the family, like because, you know, like the other daughter is like married to some wealthy guy, and like she's like, you know,
single.
Just did her own thing. She's not single, but and she came out there and caught me smoking, and then smoked with me. It was fun.
I smoked with my grandma too.
My
grandmother smokes and she drinks.
I saw you guys smoking on the gram. I was like,
She was like, why do you have everything on the internet? I'm like, you don't have any friends on Instagram.
I also saw you using an airbrush machine to do her makeup.
Oh my god! I'm like, first of all, if you guys have grandmothers or if there's any old people randomly paying attention, what the fuck is up with the Home Shopping Network? I know you work on there and shit, but like...
Is that where she got it?
Yes.
I love it.
But the crazy bitch, when I was leaving, 4 boxes right at the front door. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, you can send me some money. She's like, it's just slippers. I was like, bitch, there are 4 boxes. And last time I was there, she had a bunch of shit. She's addicted. Yeah, and then she doesn't wear makeup. My grandmother is 76 years old. I'm like, why do you have an airbrush machine? And she insisted that I use it to do her makeup so she could take a new Plenty of Fish picture.
What's a Plenty of Fish? What's Plenty of Fish?
It's like Tinder for the internet. She's
wait,
like,
for like 70-year-olds?
No, the one for old people is called Our Time.
Oh, I've heard of that. Wait, what
she's
is,
on both.
What is Plenty of...
You never heard of POF? It's for us, too. It's a dating site.
Your grandma's on a date still?
Yeah, she's like, I need companionship. Shit. She's like, I'm not dead. My grandmother is very me. Like, straight my grandmother.
Oh, my God.
She talked... Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you guys the story about my grandmother?
What? No.
Thank God she doesn't... I don't think she knows how to work a podcast. I certainly hope not. One time, a couple of years ago, I went out there, and she pulls me into her room. She's like, come here. I want to show you something. She's like, if something happens to me, I'm like, score. I thought I told this story.
No.
I'm like, score. I knew she had some money stashed away, and I'm going to know where it is. She's like, if anything happens to me, like, let me just show you. She starts leading me to her closet.
Oh, my God.
She pulls out, she's going to fucking kill me if she ever comes out. She pulls out this Crown Royal velvet bag. She shows it to me. She's like, these are my sex toys. If I die, you need to come in here and get them first.
What? Just letting me know.
She's like, you know your aunt's a square. I was like, bitch, I thought you had some money stored away for me. She's like, no. I just don't want anybody else to see these. So, yeah, that's definitely my hip-ass grandmother. She's like, she told me that she thinks it's a curse that men stop working and women don't as they get older. She thinks it's like a curse from God. Like, as we get, as, like, we can be 70 and our pussies still work, but, like, men's dicks stop. And she thinks that's very rude. She's also a God-fearing Christian, so...
I think I love your grandmother. I think that she's my spirit animal.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, this is exactly who I am. And then she's like, your dad. And he knows nothing about cars. Look at it. Doesn't even have a CD player. I was like, grandma. They don't even fucking make CDs anymore. There are no CDs. It's not my dad. It's that the cars don't come with them anymore. They're just called Bluetooth. Well, you gotta show me how to connect my phone. She made Young Bae, like, bring in 40 tons of wood inside the house. He was, like, put to work. I thought it was great.
Okay, good. No, keep it on, baby. Okay, take it off if you want. I was convinced that Band-Aids
heal immediately.
Make things not hurt. Perfect. I tried to explain to her that that's not true, but, you know, I don't let her believe what she wants to believe.
She might be fucking Spider-Man. She might
be. You're right. She has baby jeans. well, I love your grandmother. And what else did you do in Jersey?
Yeah, it was hella cold. It was rainy. I just kind of boo-loved. I went to my first football game. Went to the Jets game. Also cold as fuck. Not for a California bitch. Don't know how all these diehard football player fans sit in the stands. Cold as fuck. Yeah. It was cool, though. I would never do it again in the winter, but it was cool. I had a good time. I was with my best friend. I have so many best friends.
My best friend.
Young Bates, like, you can't have that many best friends. I'm like, look, nigga, don't hate, because I got lots of best friends now. Because I can't, like, they're all best, okay? Just chill out. I'm a very lucky woman. I'm very likable. It's my college roommate. So she was there with her, she was there with her son, who's, like, 2. And at first she left with her boyfriend, and then she's like, can you bring him up from, we took the train. He's like, can you bring Dallas from Philly to New York? So me and Young Bates brought her son on the train.
Oh, my gosh. That's what you call a village.
Yeah, we brought him to New York, 2 trains. He peed. Fuck, I forgot about this diaper shit.
Did you have extra diaper?
Yeah, she had a bag, but I'm like, still, I forgot. First of all, penises.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Heavy babies. My child still weighs like 30 pounds. But it was good. We had a good time. I had a good weekend. It was nice to be on the East Coast. I was happy to get back to this weather and this weed, but...
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh, and then yesterday was Luna's birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom of a 4-year-old.
I know.
Which seems like, wow, how many years apart are my kids going to be?
Right.
Because I don't even... Well, I don't have a man anymore.
She went from...
We had a great weekend to we broke up. An hour ago. It's not funny.
I'm just not laughing.
Life is changing. Life is happening, guys. Life is happening. Mostly because I have baby daddy issues and other issues, and I don't think I have this time risk. Like, I don't really have the tools to navigate through that right now. Like, I know it's not fair to, like, complain. And that shit, I don't even feel like it's fair for my friends to hear me complain about my baby daddy issues constantly. But they're my friends. They don't fucking have a choice. But for him, I think it was just a bit much. And, like, his advice was just not realistic sometimes because I can't sniff the baby daddy. He comes with the baby.
Right.
But overall, I just have a lot going on. Me and Erica have a lot going on. There's a lot of money to be made. And in general, I just want to be rich first.
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I was telling Jamila about, like, you know, just trying to, like, heal from the trauma of baby daddy and, like, trying to not bring that shit into the next relationship. And also, like, we're both, this is, like, her first time dating someone as a mom.
Seriously
dating someone. I'm still, like, navigating dating life. And, yeah, I am dating someone a little more seriously now. And, you know, trying to figure out how that works, too. And, fuck, there's no fucking rule book to this shit. You know? Like, you try shit and you're like, this isn't working for me. And you do have a lot going on. And aside from, like, what we're doing, like, you're going through some stuff. And... If you don't have a partner that's really, like, understands and is supportive, and sometimes it's not even their fault.
It's not. I have a lot of shit going on.
It's like sometimes you just don't know. It's just better to just deal with this shit on your own so you don't end up hurting someone.
And I realized
collateral damage.
Yeah, and I realized, like, I wanted to be, like, it would be nice to lean on someone and to vent and to have support, but then it's like, I can't rely on anyone to resolve anything. I mean, obviously, I want comfort and I want condolence. I want advice, but, like, I'm not gonna always want to hear that advice because you don't have any kids. You don't really know what I'm going through, and, like, you know, not firsthand at least. So, and it's long distance.
And it's his first time dating someone with a kid, too.
He has dated other people with kids, but I don't think he's dated other people with kids who have, like, very irritating baby dads.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And long distance.
Right. Well, there's that too. I mean, it is. And I think, like, there's no guarantee that your baby daddy is going to ever not be irritating. It's all about how you react to it. You know what I mean? Moving forward. And I think that's what you need to focus on. It's like how you deal with him moving forward. And then you can start thinking about, you know, bringing someone else into your life in that way. Because it affects them. You know, when they have to hear
me bitch about it.
Well, it's not even bitching about it. It's like, it's that, but also like, it's an ego thing. Too.
That's true. Because, like, who in reality wants to hear about the person they're dating and their ex? I don't. I'm very ego driven. Young Bae told me, like, I saw him, like, deleted DM and then he had a conversation with an ex, a very mediocre ex at that. But, like, my ego immediately started getting fucking irritated. Mm-hmm. My ego is out of this world. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think he showed me a picture of another person and I was just like, well, I didn't ask to see this bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't be that serious, but I don't care for it at all.
Mm-hmm. You're in a fragile place and all those things are triggering you. And I think also, like, it's just, you have to kind of work on how you're going to detach in some way from baby daddy. I mean, I know you guys are already, like, detached, but you're not in some ways because he does shit, and then you get so pissed. But this is what he does all the time. Same with me. You know what I mean? Same shit with me. I be getting so pissed. I'm like, we need to believe these niggas when they tell us who they are.
And I do. But then they go for your jugular. You know, they fuck with you via your child.
Yours is definitely a lot more agitating than mine, for sure. But knowing that, he's probably not going to change. So you have to figure out something along the way. And I don't envy you, because I'm glad I don't have to deal with that shit.
Girl.
But you're going to have to figure out some self-preserving tools. You are. If you want to have a healthy relationship in the future, and you want to have a calm mental state when you have to deal with him, because you have to deal with these niggas for a long time. And, you know, I hope I get to the point with mine, because there's always this moment where I'm, like, thinking, like, wow, maybe we're working towards a friendship, and then something falls back. And, like, I do believe it's possible with me and him. It's just, there's still a lot of emotions and love there.
Well, there's always going to be love.
Yeah, but there's still some other love.
There's
some other love there, and there's also some jealousy there, and there's also a lot of ego, you know, especially with my situation and, you know, what's going on with him and, you know, X, Y, and Z. So it's just, yes, baby.
Tell her not to do that.
Tell her no throwing. Okay, well, go pick it up and put it in a safe place. You don't know where it is?
Find it.
Go find it. Okay, go look for it, babe. Go look hard. Okay. Anyway, I'm here for you.
I know.
And, you know,
I appreciate you being here for me and listening to me bitch all the time.
No, I understand. And I'm here for you. And I know you've been there for me in a lot of, like, fucked up situations that we haven't even talked about on our podcast.
I know. I am very grateful for you. Because sometimes, like, even yesterday I was, like, having a moment. I just, like, sat at the gas station and I was like, I'm just so mad. And I'm like, okay, I'm better. start driving now.
And, you know, it's like, you gotta cry sometimes. Shit, it gets overwhelming and it rains and it pours. But you know what? Like, it does, everything happens like that for a reason. It's because, like, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, is trying to tell you, okay, I'm piling on this, all this shit on you right now because I need you to sit back
and listen.
And look. Yeah. And sit your ass down for a second.
I've had multiple things happen, like, this week or just in general last couple weeks that I just feel like it's an attempt for people who are rather insignificant but are in my life, like, making, like, putting their opinions out or saying negative things or whatever. Baby daddy fucking with me. And, you know, overall, I think the lesson is like, insignificant people deserve no energy from you. You know? Like, none. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to say. It's totally different to be in the situation. But, I mean, overall, it's literally a choice. You can only control your reaction. And that is really...
And even... Speaking of, you know, not even just insignificant people, like, sometimes you just have to take, like, you have to be so protective of your energy, even giving it to people that you love sometimes, because you have to, like, store it, like, when you're feeling low on energy and low on motivation and low on life, like, sometimes you got to store that shit up and kind of, like, go into your little hermit crab shit. Your little cancer shit, and, like, kind of reactivate. That means, like, you know, you and young bae breaking up. And okay, it's fine. It's okay, baby. It's gross. She doesn't. Okay, well, tell her to put it in the trash. Tell her it's dirty. You know, you and young bae, like, breaking up. Like, this all might just be a sign that you need to kind of go within yourself and kind of, like, not give your energy to people, even the ones you love, like, maybe even friends. Like, you might need a break to just be with yourself and, like, really think about some of the things that they're saying, because there might be truth to some of the things they're saying, but you can't hear it because you're annoyed and angry at the situation, at the cards that life has dealt you currently. You know, it's hard to hear critiques. It's hard to self-reflect.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I'll admit I'm defensive. I don't know where that comes from. Maybe childhood, but I can be defensive. And I just think people are stupid, so.
Oh, my gosh. Luna, that's not your Band-Aid. And you shouldn't put it on you. It's dirty, okay? Okay. Anyway, so that leads us to
our topic,
which is being dickmatized and detoxing.
Dick-toxing.
Detoxing from the D.
Yeah.
I think in the last, probably I would say week and a half, I think it started 2 weeks ago, where I just kind of was, like, slowly realizing, like, I need a dick detox. Like, this is, why does my mood revolve around penis? Why am I in a good mood if, like, my penis flow or the guy who I'm seeing is just paying attention to me? That is dictating how my mood is. And it's also, like, I will not, like, the last few weeks or the last month or two that I've been dating this guy, like, I will go see him and not go do shit I should be doing for myself. Because I want to spend time with him. Because also dating with a kid is really difficult and you only have minimal amounts of time to see certain people. And so, like, you know, you try to prioritize, and sometimes your prioritizing is fucked up. And I feel like mine has been fucked up. But the last 2 weeks, I've been, like, kind of, like, low-key off dick. And I don't know, I'm trying to keep it going. I kind of low-key feel like I need to be celibate a little bit.
When you get some, do you... Okay, because this happened. When I start getting some, I feel like... Then I'm like, dick, 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 dick. But then I'm like, when I haven't gotten any, I'm not, like, after that, like, hump, and I'm not thinking about it, then I'm good. But if I, like, get some, then I'm like, crazy. And then, if I, you know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, if you dick talks and then we don't worry about it, then we can, like, stay on that path.
Maybe. I mean, I think, you know where it started? It started when Happy Bae wouldn't have sex with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when you're like, oh, you can't, probably was like reverse psychology. I mean, not reverse psychology, like your ego was like, oh, you can withhold from me, but, like, could I do the same?
Kind of that. It was that. It was like, yo, I, like, first of all, you were supposed to come see me.
Did you tell them that he wouldn't give you any? Can we talk about that?
oh, I don't know. Basically, if, like, 2 weeks ago, like, Happy Bay was supposed to come to my house, which is a whole thing because, like, he never comes to see me because I don't live near him. And where I live is not popping and there's not a lot of shit to do. So he always has an excuse not to come to see me. So he didn't come to see me. I was really annoyed, but I still wanted to see him. So then I went downtown to go see him. And then when I got there, he wouldn't have sex with me. And I was like, the fuck? Like, I drove. Not only did you not come see me, I drove down here and you're not going to have sex with me. But he was like, I need to prove to myself that, like, you know, I can hang out with you and not have sex. And, you know, and I was like, okay, like, can we do this another time? Can we practice this another day? He was like, no. And I respected it. I understood what he was trying to say. And I understand, like, he's definitely has pushed me in our relationship to, like, you know, slow things down. You know, I've learned some things from him. But from that, like, after that, I was like, huh. After I left him, I was annoyed, but then I was like, you know what? I don't need to fuck. I'm cool. I did fuck on Friendsgiving, but after, like, even that, like, I was like,
oh yeah, I probably went up there.
But even then, I was just like, you know, I just feel like I'm detaching a little bit from, like, I think the initial excitement of me dating him was just like, oh my God, he's so amazing, which he is. He's still a great, incredible person, but it was just like, oh my God, I just became obsessive. And now it's fading down. And also, like, we have a lot going on. And I'm like, I have too much shit to focus on right now to be focused on why he's not calling me, why I haven't had sex. Like, why is that dictating what I'm doing? I have so many other good things happening that if I focused half my energy
on this shit, right,
then I would be like, I would already been rich.
I'd be Oprah. Like, no, literally. I mean, it's just it's like a constant thing. I think in human lives or women's lives, where we, what are they doing? Stop!
Have something in their mouth.
What is it?
Luna, what is that? No.
What is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to say no. Can you guys just watch the movie?
Fuck.
Is it over?
No. Watch it.
Go sit down and watch the movie. Shit. I put Moana on. I thought that was the solution. Why is everything moving so slow on the computer now? Where I'm literally 5 seconds away.
I know.
From, like, kicking her in the head.
You're having a lot of patience. You're doing a good job.
I'm literally...
You're doing a good job. You really are.
I want to fucking curse her out.
I know.
I want to fucking curse
I know you do,
her the
girl.
Fuck out.
I know. Oh, I know. God. It's a struggle, girl.
Why is she crying over every fucking thing? Like, seriously, I'm going to fucking scream.
Does anybody have any advice about this stuff?
There's no advice. It's just a thing. I think it's just a phase. Like, they just go through. Like, I don't know what else to... I don't...
Luna's just, like, doesn't listen. She doesn't pretend she doesn't hear me.
I'd almost rather that than the crying. The crying is what pisses me off.
I know. It drives me crazy. Like, I know.
Like, a fucking meltdown over... fucking every goddamn thing. Like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And then I'll tell her, stop crying. I'm gonna spank you if you don't stop crying. And then she'll just keep crying. And I'm like, are you kidding? And then I'll spank her. And then there's no point in spanking her because then she's gonna cry more. And it's just, ugh. And she's not even really crying. And
she's just like,
she's just making noises.
I know. That's the most annoying part. What they think is crying.
It's so... I literally right now just put my hand over her mouth.
I get it.
Oh, my God.
You're not alone, girl. There's other people going through the same
fuck.
Thing.
Like,
I'm about to lose their shit. You're not a bad mom because you want to kick her sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I feel the same way.
I just want to go in the bathroom and I just want to lock her in there and put, like, headphones on. Anyway.
Back to the topic.
But anyway, I guess I've just been saying is that over the past 2 weeks, I feel like I've been like on I've just been coming to, like, a lot of realizations. Of course, I've always known that, like, yeah, I put too much attention on men. I put too much importance on how, you know,
they validate you.
How they validate me and how I determine my value based on what they, what, how they value me. But I've kind of gotten to the point where I also, I feel like I'm feeling more confident in myself
than I have too.
In a very long, like, over the last year, it's been growing and growing and growing. And I think now that I actually really like someone, like, I don't know, like, at first I started reverting back to old shit where I was like obsessed, call me, why isn't calling, call me, call me. And now I'm at the point where I'm just like, you know what? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I still kind of do give a fuck, but, like, I give a lot of fuck less.
Yeah. Like, if you call me, cool. If you don't,
like, right
cool.
Now, he was supposed to come over tonight, and he called me with some lame-ass excuse, and normally I would have been
pissed. Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just like, okay. You know, I got shit to do. I got a podcast to record. I got things to write. I got things to create. Like, you know, here you're doing that all day. And that's the funny thing about it, is that men have no problem prioritizing work over women. Why, as women, do we...
We have a problem with that. I want to, in that sense, I don't know why we don't function that way, or if that's just in our minds, but that's a thing.
Because we're taught as little girls to get married, to find a man.
To cater to them.
To cater to them, and, you know...
If we don't have one, we're not shit.
Yeah, like, why don't you have a man? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with her? She can't keep a man.
Yeah. I felt way more confident and way more empowered lately. I mean, maybe because, like, there's just a lot of things happening. I mean, that's another thing. Like, there's a lot of crazy things going on in my personal life, but I feel so good about the things that are, like, coming to fruition and, like, manifesting and, like, the projects that I've been working on. And I feel so good about it that it is almost a sense of validation that, like, I got shit to worry about, and it's not you, you know?
I mean, just you making the decision to, you know, take a break with Youngbae speaks volumes. I know, like, you know, you might have not have been able to do that, like, a year ago if you guys were far along in your relationship as you
are now. I would probably wait for him to initiate it.
Yeah, like, you made the initiation because you feel like, you know what, I am not capable of, like, doing this right now for me.
Yeah, and he made a comment, like, well, you know, maybe you should go out less, or, you know, go out and stop spending money drinking and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, yeah, but I also spent money to, like, come see you. I also spent money to, like, come hang out with you. And I'm like, I could have done without that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it to be that way, but it was like, it kind of shed more light on reasons why I could stop doing that, but I should also stop doing it. It's not a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much... I spend so much, first of all, we're moms. We have a lot of shit to do already. You know, wash clothes, make dinner, get an income.
Mm-hmm.
But we have good things going. We're such smart women. We're so creative. We have, like, we're in the city of making shit happen. And, like, to even waste even a little bit of time worrying about pleasing somebody else, not myself first, is crazy.
Well, you're also already adding the extra layer of stress of a long-distance relationship. I mean, it's hard. Those are really difficult. That's really difficult, like, to maintain.
Yeah, and then I'm like, is he happy? Is he not? I know he's, like, sick of this. Like, I'm constantly feeling...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm, like, on edge because I know he really wants me to move there. And it's not as simple for me to just, like, drop my life and move somewhere, and then I'm like, oh, he's not happy, he's not satisfied, someone's going to take my man. And not that he made me feel like someone can take him, or he wasn't, like, a good guy, because he absolutely is, but I don't even have time for those type of thoughts, you know? Like, it's too much. When they're, like, I'm not a billionaire, and I can't, like, until I am, I can't worry about that type
of shit. Right now, it's like you're living day to day to try to get through the shit that is being dealt your way.
Yeah.
And adding an extra layer of a relationship where you're trying to please someone and making sure they're okay. Right now, you need to make sure you're okay.
Right.
You know, you need to make sure Luna's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest priority. And it's like, for me, same thing. Like, I got to make sure Irie's okay. I got to make sure my mind's okay. You know, I travel so much with work, too. Like, I got to check in with her and make sure you okay. Like, yeah, mom.
Are you good? Right.
You know, and it's just adding the extra layer of, like, also dating a man. That's the beauty of my relationship with Happy Bay, though, is that he has taught me a lot of patience because he's not ready for a relationship. And he is a very patient person, and he's a very, like, he loves to spend time with himself, and, like, he's kind of a hermit.
I want to spend time by myself.
He's like, I asked somebody did the other day, he's like, man, I just loved on myself all day. He's like, it felt good. He's like, people, you know what someone said to me the other day? He's like, be careful about spending too much time with yourself. You might fall in love with it. And he's like,
that's the point.
And but he's like, low key, I feel that way. I feel like I don't really need to be around people. And he's like, I'm not saying that to you to make you feel like I don't want to be around you, because I absolutely do. I'm just saying, like, I'm really enjoying being by myself and working on focusing on the things I want to focus on when I want to do them. And I was like, I think he's really planted that seed in my head. And, like, we have so much going on, like, with what we're trying to do with you know, our brand. And it's a full-time fucking job.
Girl, it's more, there's two of us, and it's like a four people job.
It's a full-time job just to, like, get, you know, to
the podcast stuff on Wednesday.
Yeah, think of topics. The full-time job, think of Instagram posts. The full-time job to, you know, connect with, you know, our listeners, which is, like, my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, not, like, we love it, obviously, because we do it, and we're not,
but we want to make sure we connect with you guys, and you really feel like, you know, we're talking to you, and we're not brushing you off, like, hey, thanks, like, a little heart message.
I love talking to people who hit us up. I mean, that's, like, really the perk for me.
And then we also have other jobs.
Yeah, like, we also have jobs that pay our bills.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a whole lot. And to add the other layer of, like, oh, I gotta also fit you in my life, too, it's a lot. It's a lot. Right now, all I want is recreational dick.
Yeah, like,
if you, like, and for him, like, I'm still dating this guy, and it's not sort of recreational, but it's like, hey.
Dick without too much attachment?
Right, like, if we don't have sex.
Is that possible? Because that's another thing. How often, like, as women, can we, I mean, I have,
but it's hard when you
like the person.
You didn't really like that person. Because I had a lot of unattached sex early on in my singleness. What do you mean?
Oh, you're saying in general?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, when I first got single, I had a lot of unattached sex. That didn't mean anything, and it was fine. Like,
yeah, I wasn't worried about them after.
Even the guy I was dating, like, you know, Trumping Lipe, like, you know, we wouldn't talk for, like, a week and a half, and I'd be like,
yeah, you weren't really tripping about him.
Yeah. So it wasn't until the end when, like, suddenly I took drugs, and then I fell in love because I was on ecstasy.
Oh, yeah, that was the ecstasy that did that. Don't take ecstasy with someone you don't like that much.
But I just want to have, like, it's cool. Like, I just want to have check-in. Like, you good? We good? We can be intimate, and then I'll get back to it, back to what I got to do. Like, I don't want you to, if you're a distraction in any way, like, I don't have time. And I even almost mean a good distraction. Like, I don't even really have time for that.
It could be, you cannot distract me.
Period.
But I think you can like someone and come to a healthy space with them. But I think the most important thing, like you said, like Happy Bay said, quote of Happy Bay is that, like, to fall in love with yourself first and the time you spend with yourself makes it so that when someone comes along who you do genuinely enjoy, if you enjoy them, that you're not, no matter how much you're interested or really like that person or the sex is bomb or the conversation is bomb, obviously there's, like, that 1 to 2 week, like, honeymoon phase, and that should, I mean, like, I think that even is a thing, but, like, if you can maintain your focus and your self-preservation without getting distracted and wanting to dive into that person, that's important. But I think that first comes with diving into your fucking self.
Yes. It's so true. Because as women, we can so easily dive into someone else and distract ourselves from whatever it is we don't want to work on, or that's too hard to fix or too hard to
finish. And then when it gets too hard, you're like, oh, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, I have so much other shit going on.
Yeah, and then you've done no work on yourself, and you're back to square fucking one.
Yeah, and I've done that. I've done it a lot.
It's all I've ever done.
Yeah, really, I don't know if I've done any other.
It's all I've ever done. Honestly, this is like, I feel like being single has allowed me to work on myself more so than ever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like
it can also do the opposite.
I still have more work to do.
I was gonna say something.
And as far as detoxing from the dick, or detoxing from being dick-tematized, do you think that you literally have to not have sex to do that? I think that you kind of do.
I think you do. I don't know when, but I ever heard a conversation or something on TV or something recently that, or maybe I read something. It was like you have to abstain from sex for a while to understand, to, like, better understand yourself or something. Sex, I think we've been miseducated on sex as, like, therapy because it could be so many cool things. Like, sex can be really manifesting if you're aligned with your partner enough and that, like, that energy can really be, like, forced into, like, a positive space. But if you're just delivering that energy, that intimate energy and that, like, orgasm energy to nothingness with no intention, it's a waste. And I think you have to abstain from it in order to understand it better and understand yourself better. And even Erica told me earlier when we were in the kitchen that I should masturbate more. And I know I always say this, don't masturbate enough, even though I'm super sexual. You're probably right. I could, like, learn my body better, learn to love myself better.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it. You might unlock some shit that, you know, you only can do when you're by yourself in your most comfortable state because you are alone. No one is there to validate you or judge you. You know right. what I mean? No one's there to be like, yeah, bitch, you're so sexy. Ooh, yes.
Like pornless.
You know, and, like, no one's there even to be like, I don't do that. You know what I mean? It's right. just a free-for-all, you on your own situation. And I've had the best orgasms by myself. The best probably I've ever had. I've had a few guys come close to my solo situations.
Really?
But yeah, truly. I mean, it's like I've definitely had uninhibited, was that right?
Uninhibited
sex for sure many times. Even like, especially when you're comfortable with someone like my baby daddy or whatever, but, and even other people. But there's something about having sex with yourself that is just, it's just different. And I think you should probably really should do that. I think it maybe might be a step in kind of that detoxing.
Oh, yeah.
That dick detoxing, for real. Because there was a time where I was like, you know, especially when, like, I was feeling really unsexual in my relationship after Irie, and I was masturbating, and I was like, you know what? I don't even need another dick because this is so satisfying. And of course we do. Of course we have sex and all that, but, like,
can you tell yourself that?
Hmm?
Like, another dick as in him or another dick as in
I don't even need dick, period, is what I felt, because I was satisfying myself. And it just felt great. I could be done with it. So it was almost like I didn't have to, like, do the whole thing afterwards. And then, of course, sometimes, you want that whole thing afterwards. You want the cuddle.
Right.
And,
the talk. You know? The pillow talk. If they come in here, I'm like, oh, shit.
Is someone crying? Is Ari crying? Oh, my fucking God. Why is she fucking crying? Why?
We're going to find out soon enough.
Why?
She will come to the window and she will tell us.
Oh, my God.
What did you do to Irie?
I hope she figures it out before that.
What's wrong with Irie? What's wrong with Irie?
You guys, do any moms out here have kids that
What's wrong with Irie?
Cry for no motherfucking reason.
Never mind. It's okay. Never mind. Nothing. No. Nothing. Bye.
What's wrong? Oh, my God.
I mean, and then on top of all of this fucking conversation, having fucking one kids, not even kids plural, is so fucking draining. It's fulfilling. I'm not gonna lie, it's great, but it's so fucking, how the fuck can you even have a kid and a significant other and a passion and a job and cook dinner? Like, bitch.
Back the significant
and
other.
And then we want to have a podcast? Like, what the fuck? Who would sign up for this? I mean, I love it, but I'm like, what? Yo, like, something has to go. The dick.
The dick's gotta go.
No, like, we can't.
Well, because I feel like it takes up, like, I feel like, you know, you see those charts. I feel like those pie charts.
Pie charts.
Okay. I feel like the dick takes up, like, probably like
65% of your brain.
68%
of your brain thought power.
Like 15% is like dreams and aspirations.
Right.
And then like the other like 10 is like, I don't know, like date, like I don't even fucking know. Oh, it's just too much. It's too much time.
Enriching yourself. And then there's like Instagram, kids, dick. Instagram needs to go, dick needs to fucking go.
Yeah, you're right. I can't. The kids can't go, so it's either Instagram
or
both. Loki both. Well,
Loki Instagram has to kind of be there because we got.
I know. Yeah, I was gonna say. I was gonna say Instagram can't fully go, but the dick can.
The dick can go.
Are we gonna go on a dick detox?
Okay, we chat. Okay. How long?
I wish you could see Shamila's face right now. She's like, wait, like, let's get serious about this.
Seriously.
3 months.
90 days?
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about? No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking. 90 days. Wait, December, January, February?
Okay, 60 days.
Okay.
2 months?
2 months.
Should we start with 30 days? Are we being ambitious? Am I talking myself out of this?
Wait.
1 week.
You? I got dumped. Oh, I broke up.
1 week, no.
No.
Well, I know, I'm still dating somebody. But he's down to not.
I know,
he's
right?
Down.
He's all.
He would be okay with not fucking.
Fuck.
And actually, honestly, maybe it would, like, make me for sure see if I really like him.
That's true. That's very true.
You know?
So, 45 days. Okay, realistically, what are we going to do?
Let's do 60 days.
Okay. Can you guys do it? 60 days? Not. Well, if people are married and shit. Your husband would be like, fuck you, bitch, divorce. Okay, so February 1st.
I guess.
Today's the 28th. It could be January 28th.
Girl, look. 29. Down to the exact day. Watch. Well, I'll get to 60 days and I'll be like, well, I don't even give a fuck. I'll be like,
hey. Yeah, that's how I feel like I'm going to be.
I'm like, I'm going to go another month.
Yeah, like, whatever.
At this point.
I'm done. I got a new vibrator and baby.
Yeah, you know, I'm really
good. I love myself. I mean, honestly, another part of me, like, I have a really hard time focusing. So much so where I think, I mean, I know I don't need meds, but, like, I do. Like, if I could find some natural remedy to focus, like, we both have ADD, but mine's on a different level. I could literally be in my phone going to do something specific and, like, totally get distracted and be doing something totally different. So I just think, like, even the energy, like, that energy can be put into, like, I can't even barely finish a book. Like, I know we post all this shit for the book club. I'll get to the last chapter and just leave it. It's something insane. My purse is a mess. Like, I just can't fucking focus.
Well, maybe that's because you need to eliminate some things from your life so that you can narrow them down and decide what you want to focus on.
Hence the dick and the Instagram.
Yeah, you know. I believe that you can focus. I've seen it.
Without drugs?
Yes. You just have to be more deliberate about it.
Yeah, it has to be deliberate.
Yeah, there's deliberate and really aware of it.
That there's that saying, starve your distractions.
How do you, like, yeah, like what we're doing?
Yeah, yeah, you don't feed them. They don't exist.
And part of me inside is like, let me get one more fucking.
I know, right? Like, who can I fuck? Wait, maybe we should start on December the 1st. You know, New Year's Eve.
Part of me's like,
Christmas.
Wait, can we start this like next week? Can we start this one more time? No. We're starting it today.
I don't know if I can schedule that. I'm joking.
Okay, I'm on my period anyway. It's a good time.
Me too.
It's a good time to start.
Our bloody asses.
I know. It's a good time to start. Oh my God, that's how you know we hang out too much.
Oh God, is that what it is?
Our cycles on the same. But anyway, I don't know about y'all, but if you have any other tips for detoxing, I mean, what other things are there?
I think it's just being
intimate?
No, being
deliberate.
Deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just going to happen easily. You got to say no. Don't put yourself in positions. And I think, yeah, you have to remind yourself what the end point is. And, like, I think we're going to see how much we get done. And be like, oh, shit, bitch.
No. All right.
Like, fuck these niggas. Right. I'm about to be rich. But, I mean, even people, like, I think also because, like, me and Erica can literally, we've been doing this shit for 9 months. We've been productive maybe 3 days.
That's not true.
Like an all day.
Oh, like an all day productive?
She said, oh.
And if, like, I was productive all day today.
Okay. How many days have we wrote an all day? Like, we probably did it like three, like four times. Like that one time at the office. That was like the first time. That was like 6 months in.
Here.
No. Oh, no. This is at the, oh, here.
We've done it twice.
It's so sad that we can count.
It's so sad we can count it. Oh,
honestly. Honestly, like,
but we're productive outside of, like, each other. It's just not fully, it's not like we're at the office. Like,
well, what I was thinking is, for people who have full-time jobs, 40-hour job, like, 40 hours a week, I'm like, Jamila, what if you focused 40 hours on your own shit?
Right?
Bitch, I'd be complete.
Especially because we don't have typical job. We could be doing that.
Right. I mean, I need to put 40 hours into my own business, and I need to put 40 hours into my businesses that are to be.
Right.
But, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Daydreaming about dick and watching Instagram. And,
smoking.
And smoking.
No, smoking I go and do things. But, sometimes. No, you're watching Instagram or...
I literally don't watch.
But also having a kid... Literally, at like takes away 3 hours of your day, just minus 3 hours.
I mean, and then I even feel bad about, and that's another thing in my parenting. I feel like I'm not being as deliberate as I could, as I had these fucking super fake high hopes as when I was pregnant.
Yeah, what kind of
who I was gonna be? Like, we're gonna have a tutor, a Spanish tutor together. We're gonna be bilingual. We're gonna be conversating. You're gonna know every Spanish, like, just ridiculous things that probably I could have.
Yes, 1 second, coming.
Okay. Even in my parenting, I mean, I just overall, if you starve the things that are not contributing to your life, that you're not growing, I'm sure we'd all be fucking better people, and our kids would be too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, you know. I'm trying as hard as I can, but it's not as hard as I can. Mm-hmm. And being as hard as I can would be literally not doing all the shit I don't have to do. And it's so much of that. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, at 30 years old, finally, today on November 29th, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. It's go time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been feeling that, too. So I'm glad we're on the same page.
Same cycle, same page,
I'm
baby.
I'm glad we're on the same page. I mean, I just, like, I was, like, thinking to myself, like, I was trying to look at it, like, as a benefit. Like, oh, my God, for the first time in your life, like, you don't really have, like, you don't have an attachment to anything or anybody. You don't have to feel bad about anyone's feelings or anybody, really.
It is a benefit.
And, like, you're looking at that as a negative.
And it's
why
not.
Is that a negative?
That's true.
You have so much space. Fucking stretch out. Fucking do it. Like, why do I feel like I need someone to, like, invade in my space or, like, attach to my space,
you know,
or worry about my space or how much I'm giving
to them. Or what they're not doing for me. You know, I wish so-and-so would do this more. I wish he would, you know. And
what am I doing for my
fucking
self?
Exactly. And you know what that shit is? That shit is a fucking excuse to not be accountable for yourself. Well, you know, I dated baby daddy who wasn't shit for this amount of years. I did that shit for years. And, I mean, I've done much better since I've left. But the point is, even then, I would get frustrated. Like, you cannot blame the company you keep for the shit that you do. And even you have to be responsible for the company you keep.
Yeah.
They need to be the fuck cut out sometimes.
They do.
And, you know, even if you start, like, the people who may not be there long term, even we said earlier, like, you know, we spent time with our grandmothers over this time, and the truth is, they are getting older. And I lost my mom's mom in, like, my senior year in high school, and I remember then in high school feeling like the last couple trips I'd taken to Philly, I was so hot in the ass and trying to get out on the street that I hadn't really spent time with her. And, like, you know, when you're a kid, you don't have a choice. And I felt guilty about that then, and I don't know at what point that I forgot about that, but, like, shit, I was supposed to call my grandma back. Fuck. Just reminded me. even those are important relationships to cultivate. There are questions about, you know, who are their families or who their parents are, that even I realized this trip that I didn't really know because I'm not spending time with you. And I don't live in the same city as my grandmother, you know, and then there's just so much to learn about ourselves.
There's so many other relationships to be worried and trying to cultivate than the one that you're trying, than the man.
The one that's possibly temporary with the man.
It's true. It's true. Even this week, my friend, I saw you went to the Gucci Mane concert. It was Ashley. And she's like, and she was like, yeah, I took my brother. We had so much fun. And I was like, I need to take my brother to a fucking
Ashley Mamacita or Ashley TME?
TMZ. TMZ. The model experience. Speaking of the model experience, if you want to be a model,
are you in the field of aspiring modeling, taking photographs? You need to know how to pose, cultivate your Instagram?
Yes, do you need experience and you don't know where to begin? Well,
the model experience is where you begin.
Honestly. Honestly, the model experience is the shit. They do fashion weeks at LA Fashion Week. You will walk on the runway. You will wear designer clothing. Get a fucking photo, video, build your portfolio.
One-on-one coaching.
Training with professional models. Specifically Rio Summers, who was on America's Next Top Model.
And exposure. They have like a huge following.
And they do modeling for kids too. So if you want to get your kids into modeling, you don't know where to start, they can help you with that. Get you, you know, ready to get an agent and all that. So
it's pretty fucking awesome, especially if you want to get into that and you're anywhere, honestly, it doesn't matter where you're at, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the model experience.
See, that's,
And that's my friend actually. And Ashley is like, ever since I've known her, like I met her when she was like 22 in college and she was such a fucking hustler. She had a man, but she's always been so focused. Like, she's one of those women that, yes, she gets to, she's like us, and then, like, a lot of women that will get distracted, but she has a special.
A short distraction period.
Yes. She's just very focused on her goals, which is, you know, providing a certain lifestyle for her and her family.
And that's another thing, like, you have to be around people that want.
And being around her makes me motivated. I was with her today all day working, and we were just, like, bouncing ideas off of each other.
Me too, going to her fancy-ass house and finding new fucking recreation rooms every time we go. I'm like, this bitch is rich! She's famous! I love being around. I'm happy we're partners. That it's definitely pushed me to a place where I haven't been in a long time. And, like, speaking of blaming people for not, like, relationships for holding you back, I mean, I think on the contrary, the relationships that do push you are super fucking important too. People who are on the same page, who love you down and like, you're smart, you're creative, we could do this, we can do this, I'm doing this, because just simply Ashley being Ashley, I went to like one of her first things like 3 years ago before, me and Erica were friends, but we were not nearly as close as we are right now, but I didn't realize I was at Ashley's event, like promoting Mila's Mobile Spa. Check that out too. And she's grown so much. And even like our other friend Jared was just in Tokyo the other night DJing / performing. He has like a lineup. He hustles. I am, you know, Danielle, my friend just dropped a new bomb ass vintage clothing line, Vintage Souls. And I just have dope ass friends. And if you have friends that are bums, you're gonna not be motivated. You're not gonna be reminded to be like, you know, to step your game up. You don't want to be like the 10th poor friend. You want to be like the 10th rich friend. How does that go?
And is that the same?
I've never
heard that.
If you have 9 rich friends, you'll be the 10th rich friend. If you have 9 poor friends, you'll be the 10th poor friend.
Oh God.
I know, it's bad. But I mean, it's true. Like Erica pushes me out of my comfort zone in a lot of ways, and it reminds me, like, oh, I am capable of doing this. Oh, I do need to be doing this. Oh, this is something I should do. Just because she's doing her thing, you know. And I love you for that.
I love you too. I grow and I've learned from you too. This is what you need. This is why, like, I know you're gonna be okay because you are this person already, and you're surrounding yourself with people too. I think it's so important what we surround ourselves with. But you know what I just thought about? That's also really important that we have to really attempt to not do in these 60 days.
What
is, you know, I find that women, what we do when we get together is we talk about
men. Guys and dick.
We just talk about guys like it's our go-to. How's work? Oh, cool. So, girl. let me tell you, this nigga.
Right.
Or
right.
Let me tell
what
you.
What nigga? What nigga? Look at
no,
this.
No, we
nigga.
Broke up. No.
Let me
tell
you.
Let me recite it. And there's this quote, and it was really struck me, and it was said, pay attention to the strange joy you get out of talking about your misery. Because you want to tell people about it. Because you get hyped up, you get the validation you want, or you don't get the validation, or you know what I mean? It's so, like, pay attention to the strange joy. What is that? I got to get the exact quote, because when I read that, I was like, damn, that I've felt that before. Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to call my friend. I'm not even going to talk about this negative shit that just happened. And then I can't help but talk about it. And I'm like, why did I even, I didn't have to do that.
I didn't have to tell
A third person.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yesterday, my friends were calling me, and I was really upset with Baby Daddy. And I was like, am I going to tell this story again?
Yeah.
And I did it. I did it through. I mean, each time, I was like, I'm fine. But, like, still, mm-hmm. You're right. But also the strange joy you get about talking about your new dick.
That's you.
The strange joy you get talking about, like, distracting dick.
It's true. I mean, it's just, I don't know why. It's like.
But I notice it when I'm around women, too. Like, who are you dating? What's up with you? Blah, blah, blah. Who are you? When's the last time you fucked your husband? Are you guys having a healthy sex life? Why not?
No, I mean, when I feel uncomfortable and I don't know what to talk about, sometimes I'll bring up a guy.
Really?
Like, say you're in an uncomfortable situation, you've never met someone, and you're like, is your boyfriend here? Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Or, like, people that you're familiar with, but you're not really friends with. Or you just have those people that's what you
like,
talk about
you
with.
You got a man, right?
It's just anybody, so
right.
Lame. So
it
weird.
Is lame. I mean, I guess the point is, be careful what you discuss, period. And that's people and things and whatever. Like, everything you discuss is ultimately what you're manifesting. And even talking shit about other people, I mean, like, I know everybody does this, but, like, talk shit on Instagram all day and DM it to your group chat. Like, me, you know, like, look at this shit. Evil laugh. You know, but we should talk about...
Oh, This is it. I found the quote. Sorry. Who shared it? Who wrote it? What does it say? Observe the attachment to your pain. Observe the peculiar pleasure you derive from being unhappy. Observe the compulsion to think or talk about it. The resistance will cease if you make it conscious. If you make it conscious.
Damn, son. Screenshot
like,
that. You need to put that in the store.
I was like, shit. This
is
me. Observe the compulsion to think or talk about it. The resistance will cease if you make it conscious. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
Well.
But it's hard not to.
But when you can remember that quote,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be easier.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Screen chat. Okay, this needs to be like...
My screensaver.
My screensaver. Yeah.
Okay, so let DM us if you're going to attempt to do the 60-day.
Yeah, let us know. Let's do it. We can check on each other. When we feel weak, we can hold each other up. We can encourage masturbation and...
masturbation.
And water.
Reading, water, yoga, meditation, and working on your shit.
Yeah, and remembering that you can get dick again. Just
chill. You know what I was going to say? Okay, so speaking... this is highly unlikely though. I was going to say, speaking of your quote and the topic, do you think we can refrain from talking about dick for the next 8 episodes?
We should.
Okay.
Well, we have 2 episodes I think we don't talk about it on our...
Other people can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, our guests can. They
okay.
want to.
In fact, you must. No.
But, and we can engage in it, but we're not initiating it.
Okay.
And we're definitely going to allow it to shift away from that in the conversation with our guests. We're not going to hold on to that topic.
Is it men, period, or is it dick?
Yeah, but men have dicks.
Oh. It's same.
I don't know. It's all one and the same.
Was that a stupid idea?
No. We'll just see how it goes. We'll try. I mean, I think if we're doing one-on-one episodes, we're for sure not talking about dick.
Okay.
But it's hard to control that when you have a guest on.
Okay. All right.
And I don't want...
People are like, I'm not tuning into this shit.
Like, what the fuck are they going to talk about?
You're not a goddamn therapist. You don't want to hear your opinion.
We're going to have educational... We actually have some really great guests coming up. So definitely check out for that. And... Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Send your horries. Send your stories. If you have any... If you want our opinion on something because you think we are smart.
Even if you think we're dumb, you just want to hear our opinion. Go ahead. Shoot us an email or a DM.
Yeah, our email is parentaladvisorygmbc@gmail.com, or you can just go on our website. And actually, yeah, go on our website and sign up for our mailing list, because we send out really bomb newsletters.
Yes.
And you definitely should get one. And if you have any, and if you have any businesses or anything you want to promote on our newsletter, send it over. Yes. We can discuss some things.
Our website is www.goodmomsbadchoices.com. Okay. What, I said two W's?
Yeah.
We special. We really got two. You know what I meant,
goodmomsbadchoices.com.
Good moms underscore bad choices on the Insta.
And it is time to go. Our kids have four hula hoops around them, and they're doing spins in the
middle. One's wearing a fucking Spanish
or salsa.
Salsa dress. Uh-huh. And one's wearing a ballet tutu.
Anyway, we love you, and we hope that you join us on this mission. We hope.
Oh, we have an announcement.
We do? Oh, yes, we do. We're having a cocktail hour. So if you're in the LA area on December 12th.
We'll be in Century City at the Corner Door.
Is that Century City?
I believe so.
Oh, I didn't even know it was there. Crazy. Okay. Yeah, we'll be at Century City, y'all, I guess.
I don't really hang out there, but...
Me neither,
I heard it's cool. Explore the city with us.
Come explore. 7 to 9?
Yeah. And then we're also going to... Going to the party on Monday.
Yeah, if you guys, we're going to a party on Monday. If you guys want to come, it's fun. You'll have a good, great time. Bomb music. And good-looking people, most importantly.
And most importantly, we'll be there.
And, well, yeah, we'll be there. Oh, I did it again. Good-looking people.
That does not have anything to do with
dick. Is that digmatized?
No.
Because I thought of dick when I thought about it.
I thought of just people.
Fuck, I was thinking of dick.
Are there fine guys there?
I mean, there's my guy.
Oh, God. That does not count. We're talking people. We need to vote.
I was thinking of one penis.
Wow, that was very specific.
But
you know what? I feel like we, as 30-year-old plus women, shouldn't be like, oh, we're going to the bar on Monday because come Monday, bitch. You'll be like, I think we did that one time. Like, weren't we supposed to do something tonight? I think we put it on the podcast.
I'm so tired.
No, we're probably really going to be there on Monday, but...
You'll see it in our stories and on our page if we're going to go. But it's fun.
Either way. But yeah. 60 days, bitches. Can you do it? Detox from that dick.
Get that yoni balls. I'm going to get some yoni eggs.
The crystal balls?
Yeah. I already do Kegels. I feel like I need to detox my vagina.
Me too. Ooh. We should find a Korean spa that does a hip bath. Have you done a hip bath?
I know what it is, but I've never done it. Is that when they steam the vagina?
Yeah, you just sit on this, like, a wooden thing with a hole in it, and they, like, put herbs and hot water, and you put, like, a cape over you while you're naked, and you watch a movie and talk chit-chat. And it's, like, cleans out your vagina. We should go.
Okay, yeah.
We should make that a video.
Oh, my God. Let's go cleanse our vaginas, guys.
Maybe the next 60 days we'll do some, yoga meetups, some hiking meetups, just to reinforce our commitment to ourselves for the next 60 days.
Exactly. I think we should go hiking at Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, anyway, we're speaking out loud. We hope you have a wonderful Thursday night.
Good night.
And weekend.
We need to come up with a cool catch line like, keep it sexy, be cool, catch you later.
That is what it will not be. Goodbye.